had to clear something up right now as we get started today, and that is I don't really care about your feelings. Okay? Good. I'm glad we got that out of the way. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, February the 13th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the poison plastic pill is sneaking up on America once again. Credit card debt rising to its highest point since the 2008 recession hit. Does it mean another bubble could be on the way? Maybe. Number two, Democrats demanding the AG resign. Of course, that's meaningless. But what does mean something is Bill Barr will appear before the House Judiciary Committee. And Jerry Nadler on March 31st, set your DVR now. And number one, just as I told you, the war for the Democrat Party is about to go full tilt. Unions lining up against Bernie Sanders for his promise to cancel their Cadillac insurance plans. The Bernie bros putting down a red line in the sand saying, well, we're not going anywhere. Get the popcorn, kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have Bernie. But first, really big news, breaking news, really, about Roger Stone and his conviction on seven counts, because it has emerged that former Memphis City School President Tomika Hart was the jury foreman that convicted the former Trump advisor Roger Stone on obstruction of charges and jury tampering and so forth last year. And soon afterward, her history of Democrat activism emerged all over the internet. In fact, Hart even posted specifically about the Stone case before she voted to convict. I'm going to tell you right now, Roger Stone's case is going to get tossed. The Roger Stone case is going to get thrown out. There will be a new trial if there's any justice in America. Because Tomika Hart has crossed an ethical line so far, there's no coming back from it. Meanwhile, it also emerged that U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson, the one overseeing this case, the one appointed by Barack Obama, denied a defense request to strike a juror who was an Obama-era press official who admitted anti-Trump views and whose husband worked at the same Justice Department division that handled the probe leading to Stone's arrest. They're all intertwined. They're all connected together. And now that this comes out, there's no way this goes all the way through. Another Stone juror, Seth Cousins, donated to former Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke and other progressive causes. They all hated Roger Stone. What Roger Stone did was not criminal. His clothing might be criminal. His conduct, not so much. The drama began when Hart confirmed to CNN and other media organizations Wednesday that she had written a Facebook post supporting the Justice Department prosecutors in the Stone case, who all stepped down from their posts on Tuesday, four of them, saying she couldn't keep quiet any longer. I want to stand up for Aaron Zelensky, Adam, Jed, Michael Morando, and Jonathan Kravis, the prosecutors of the Roger Stone trial. It pains me to see the DOJ now interfere with the hard work of the prosecutors. They acted with the utmost intelligence, integrity, and respect for our system of justice. That may be true, Ms. Hart. You, however, did not. Hart added, as foreperson of the jury, I made sure we went through every element of every charge, matching the evidence presented in the case that led us to return a conviction of guilty on all seven counts. But then, Mike Cernovich out there on the internet began digging and putting things up that have been available on Twitter and Facebook, readily suggested a strong political bias. Some of those posts by Hart were written as Stone's trial was in progress. Hart ran for Congress, by the way, as a Democrat in 2012. And quoted someone in an August 2017 tweet referring to Trump as a member of the KKK. Yeah. It goes on. Don't worry, I'm digging through all of this, keeping you up to speed on all of it. In 2019, August, Hart called all Trump supporters racist. All Trump supporters are racist. This is why she's going to be sitting on the jury for Roger Stone. Gotta love it, Hart wrote, January 13, 2018, responding to a news report that vulgarities have been projected on the Trump Hotel in Washington. A week later, she shared an opinion piece, What's So Extremely Uniquely Wrong with Trump's Presidency? And here's the real killer, though. On March the 24th, 2019, Tamika Hart shared a Facebook post saying that Republicans who complained about Mueller's probe were deliberately, quote, ignoring the numerous indictments, guilty pleas, and convictions of people in 45's inner circle, referring, of course, to the president. Then she goes on as the jury foreperson to convict a member of Trump's inner circle. This is so clear in the bias. There is no way out of this. On November 15, 2019, the day she voted to convict Stone on 7 counts of obstruction, witness tampering, and making false statements to Congress, Hart tweeted 2 heart emojis, followed by 2 fist pump emojis. And there you have it. There will be a new trial in Roger Stone's case. This will get tossed. This will go to appeal. Roger Stone is not going to prison. Not for 7 years or 9 years or 7 days at this point. The judge in this case will have to answer for this. The jury foreperson could end up in legal jeopardy because of this. Because if Hart provided misleading answers on her jury form concerning her political or social media activity, her views on the president of the United States, the Russia probe, or any other related matter, she's going to have some real difficulties. And it will be grounds for a new trial and more. And more. President of the Memphis Commercial School Board, president of the school board in Memphis, Tennessee, Tamika Hart, admitting she was the foreperson for the trial on Roger Stone. His clothes are criminal. His conduct, not so much. Not so much. We'll be covering that one closely for you going forward. All right, so on to Nevada. That's the next stop for the Democrats. And there the range war is breaking out pretty clearly now between different factions of the Democrat Party. And what I mean by that is the Culinary Union there in Las Vegas, powerful union, more than 60,000 members, came out yesterday and said, you cannot support Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. They will take away this hard-fought medical coverage and health insurance coverage that we have gotten for you. They will take away your Cadillac plans. If you vote for them, it will destroy everything that you have fought for as a union member. And then Bernie's people, man, they came storming back. They came storming back. At Nevada's Culinary Union saying members were viciously attacked by the Sanders supporters. And here is the Bernie problem. Up close and in person, here it is. You can't win with Bernie. Can't win without him, because the Bernie bros, if you're going to go after them like this, they will return fire. They will not sit quietly by. They will not get behind the eventual nominee. They will not support a billionaire like Michael Bloomberg or a moderate like Pete Buttigieg, who a lot of dirt is coming out on him as well. Plus, Amy Klobuchar, the Oppo research, hitting high gear now. Man, we've got a lot of fun and good stuff to go through, so don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up here. On this day, Thursday, February 13th. By the way, tomorrow, Valentine's Day. Just so you don't forget, Valentine's Day. Take care of your sweetest. Quick break. It's the Steve Rivers Show. What would you do if you walked into a store and found that nothing had a price tag on it? Would you just blindly hand over your credit card and hope for the best? I don't think you would. And yet that's pretty much what you're doing with your retirement accounts. Hey, it's Steve Gruber. You see, the companies that manage your accounts are charging you fees. They subtract those fees from your account balance. You probably didn't even realize it. But over the life of those accounts, that can mean tens of thousands of dollars being moved out of your account and into theirs. So what can you do about it? You can call Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at 517-323-7526 for what they call a GPS meeting. They'll see where you are and show you how much you're losing. There's no charge. This is just one of the complimentary services Bruce and Michael offer WJIM listeners. So call today, 517-323-7526 to schedule your GPS meeting. Or visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Steve Gruber was compensated for this ad. Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.